The prison loomed like a fortress of despair, its gray walls stained by decades of rain and regret. Inside, men moved like shadows, forgotten souls swallowed by time. But among them were two who refused to let the darkness win. Eli Morgan was a man of quiet dignity, wrongfully convicted of a crime he didn't commit. He arrived at Blackridge Penitentiary with a suitcase full of books and a heart weighed down by betrayal. The other inmates called him the professor for his calm demeanor and sharp mind. Then there was Jack Dempsey, a hardened man with tired eyes and hands roughened by labor. He had been at Blackridge for nearly 20 years, and to him, freedom was nothing more than a distant memory. Jack had seen men come and go, most of them leaving in body bags. Yet when he first met Eli, something shifted. Eli wasn't like the others. He didn't pick fights or show weakness. Instead, he quietly read his books, repaired broken library shelves, and asked questions about the world beyond the walls. It was curiosity that drew Jack to him, and curiosity that kept him coming back. The two men formed an unlikely bond. Eli taught Jack about literature and philosophy, and Jack taught Eli how to survive, a trait of hope and survival in equal measure. Together, they built a small oasis in the prison yard, planting flowers and carving wooden sculptures, creating beauty in a place built to destroy it. But Eli's mind was always working. He listened, he watched, and he waited. Slowly, he pieced together the weaknesses in the prison structure, the gaps in security, and the rhythms of the guards. He didn't speak of it, not at first, but Jack saw the change, a glimmer of something more than hope. It wasn't until Eli shared his plan that Jack understood the depths of his friend's determination. It wasn't just escape Eli wanted, it was justice. He had spent years studying legal codes and tracking financial trails, quietly collecting evidence to expose the corruption. And then one stormy night it happened. Eli vanished. By the time the guards realized he was gone, he was miles away, leaving behind a trail of evidence that would shatter the prison's foundation. For Jack, Eli's escape wasn't just a victory. It was proof that hope could survive even in the darkest places. Months later, Jack himself was released, walking into a world he barely recognized but determined to find his friend. He did, on a sunlit beach far from the shadows of Blackridge. There, Eli waited, a free man no longer defined by bars and chains. And as they stood together, surrounded by endless horizons, they knew that some bonds could never be broken. Hope is not lost. It's carved, piece by piece, until it finds the light.